The Songs of the Kings by Barry Answorth. Read by Andrew Sachs. The Eagles of Zeus. This was the sixth night. He'd lain awake through most of it, listening to the wind, the body of the sleeping boy beside him, beset by fear at still not knowing the sender, fear of other failures that might follow from this. The strands of the wind he knew by this time. Tensed in concentration, he imagined he could hold them apart. The shrilling, high up among the bare rocks, the softer, combing in the shrub lower down, the ripple of loose canvas from the tents. Even the very smallest sounds he strained to hear, random sobs and whispers, stirring of grasses, the faint scrape of displaced pebbles along the shore. A wind from the northeast, unheard of at this season, keeping the fleet trapped in these straits at Aulis, and the army with it, waking the men every morning to the unhappy knowledge of some god's displeasure. It came from the direction of Troy, where lay their dreams of conquest. 6 days and 6 nights, with no sign of relenting, though the voices varied. The wind itself seemed to suffer in all its moods, even in its rages, pleading to be quieted, to be soothed. Then, early in the morning of the seventh day, came the summons from Agamemnon. He noted the time, just as in those days of his power he noted all such things. Just before sunrise, the wind still there, but quieter now, as if for the while exhausted after its riots in the dark. A time disputed between Hecate and Helios, when the world...